like very informal, so it totally doesn't matter. Cool. So actually, the first thing I wanted to ask was just like what the girl scholars, if I say that correct?
Girl scholars.
Girl scholars. Like what?
What is the program?
Yeah, what is that?
Okay, so it's a 4-year program.
Okay.
We accept transfer students, but I applied at like my senior year of high school after I was accepted to Lang, and it's basically a scholarship program that focuses on social justice, and each year there's a different focus. Like your freshman year, you focus on New York City, social justice in that context, and then our sophomore year, it was like national, like U.S. context, and that's why we wanted to look at social justice spaces at universities, and that's why we picked the hub as like a site to sort of like study and look into. And then this year is the global focus, social justice, so that's why we're traveling to Columbia. And then the fourth year is sort of like a capstone, you like kind of sum up all the experiences that you've had, and it's really just to like give people like a chance to build community and like understand like what does it mean to be an organizer, to be an activist, or just to understand like social justice at different angles.
Yeah.
And it's a very new program, so it's taken different forms, but one of the huge things is praxis. So we didn't really do praxis sessions this year because we're so focused on Columbia.
What is praxis?
So praxis just actually has to do with like struggling or sort of coming to, usually I guess you could think of praxis as a way to learn something, like so a praxis session is sort of like going out into a community to learn about something in particular. So during my freshman and sophomore year, we would go to Harlem Grown, which is it's a garden, but it's all about sustainability and sort of teaching kids about growing plants, being healthy, different things like that. So that was a practice session because we're actually in a community learning, you know, how they sort of adapt to different issues, and one of it is like health and health outcomes in that specific area. So yeah, the program really has like evolved into different things, but it's mostly just grounded in like giving students a way to connect social justice to really everything, to your studies, and, just to sort of like evolve into, I guess, like the global citizen in some ways. So
yeah, very cool, very interesting. Yeah, I just wanted to, even though it doesn't directly have to do with my project, I
just
keep
like
hearing
about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very new. So we are the third cohort, and there's four in total, and it's named after Jeff Garrell, who's actually, he's this rich white man. he's responsible for gentrifying Brooklyn because he buys up a lot of properties. So it's this, we have this very weird sort of dynamic here where we're getting all this money from someone who, the things that we're actually trying to fix, you know, he's causing in some ways. And he doesn't care. It's like he has so much money that he literally just donated $1 million to Lang.
Whoa.
And she's just like,
yeah, it's just like whatever.
Yeah, so it's just a way, you know, like a tax write-off or what have you. Like, I don't know. But that's, like, another weird dynamic that we've had to unpack as a cohort. And we've even discussed, like, dropping the Garrell name. And,
Alex
like,
is on his way.
What does it mean to be a scholar? Like, what is that, like, labeling mean?
Right.
That. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So, related to that, you said in your email that the new school is a complicated place, and I've been hearing that a lot during this project. Do you know Nadia Williams?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's been talking a little bit about kind of the school and the politics.
It's just, like, so many loopholes and, like, just like, for instance, when we started the project, we wanted to sort of
the social justice.
Yeah, like when we started this project, we just wanted to see like can we hang out, hang up, paintings, like, what can we do with the space? And
right.
it's so tied to, like, so many other people. So, like, first we have to talk to this person, who then directs us to this person, who then directs us to this person. So it's
yeah.
like this, we're, like, running in circles trying to figure out what can we actually do with this space. It's
right.
called a social justice hub for, you know, organizing and students, but it's not functioning as well as it could. So, yeah, like, even if we wanted to, like, put up paintings, we would have to talk to the architect or, I don't know, just see, because, like, they'll just take it down.
Yeah.
Like, we have to have permission to do different things with the space, so.
That's.
Yeah, it just, it makes it feel less of a student-run space
mm-hmm.
and more of just a hallway that is, you know, still controlled by the university.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like what it's advertised as.
Right.
So that was, like, one of the main issues.
And what was kind of the outcome to your
so,
project?
We decided that, you know, like, visibility is really a huge thing. A lot of people don't even know that this is a hub.
Mm-hmm.
So we originally wanted to make, like, plaques and, like, have, like, community agreements that were, like, visible on one of the walls so that when
yeah.
you walk in, you realize the history surrounding it. And I believe these are the paintings. So it's actually called the... Baldwin Rivera Boggs Social Justice Hub. And
these are Baldwin Rivera and Boggs,
yeah.
right?
So let me make sure. I'm pretty sure this one is.
I feel like I would be Sylvie if I was in a spot where, like, I didn't have access to the other things.
But yeah, we wanted to just put these up in the second issue. But so we basically created, like, documents with what the community agreements would say
mm-hmm.
and, like short little bios of James Boggs and Rivera. And it didn't end up coming into fruition just because we were trying to work with Gail, and, like, once the summer started, it just didn't, like, pan out. But we
yeah.
still have all the documents if we ever wanted
okay.
to go back and make sure it's a thing.
Yeah.
But what did come out of it is also, like, I think I said in the email, is
yeah,
making sure we're utilizing the space as much as possible so that administration knows that we're actually utilizing it
yeah.
for what it's for. And that's how we can bargain for more space, like an actual multicultural center or something
mm-hmm.
like that. So
yeah.
And this is not necessarily, it's sort of linked to the scholars program, but I did, like, a Students of Color meetup. And because usually the hub has a Students of Color meetup, like, every month. And I remember as a freshman, I always had that. But once, like, sophomore, junior year came around, it didn't happen as
mm-hmm.
often just because people graduated, people got busy. So I helped organize one with a friend. And what came out of that meeting is just the fact that we wanted to have something every week. Like, it didn't have to be anything serious, just as long as we use the space. So we booked up the space basically for the whole semester. And Adriana, she's also in the scholars group, and Hunter, they've been basically facilitating something called the Students of Color Weekly every Friday. And there's always something going on. So I think what came out of it is just knowing that we have to keep using the space.
Yeah.
It might not look the way we want it to, but it's still here, and we have to show that, like, it's needed in some
yeah.
shape or form. So it didn't really, like, come out exactly how we wanted it, but we did have two events, and one was called Revive the Hub, and
okay.
we basically invited all students to talk about their concerns about the space, and we basically drafted up, like, what everyone said, what they wanted to happen with it.
Wow.
And from there we did another event, which was sort of like an art gallery pop-up, so
okay.
people would just bring their paintings or their works
mm-hmm.
and we just, like, have food. So two events came out of it, and
yeah.
we were able to see what students
like,
want
me, like,
and then,
do, like,
you know, like, like, just throw a random, like, art
yeah.
to show that, you know, we can still use the space and that it's
but
sort of accessible. So
right.
I think that's more of, like, information came out of it. It wasn't necessarily something
yeah.
tangible that you could
mm-hmm.
see, like the paintings being posted up, but just knowing that, you know, students want a free-for-all space. That was one of the main themes, like, just something where they could, like, throw paint on the wall. Like,
yeah.
we were talking about how it's an art school, yet there's all these, like, white walls, and
yeah.
it just feels very closed in, and when you think of a liberal you know, social justice university, mm-hmm. you wouldn't necessarily expect to, like, be in, like, closed-off spaces.
Right.
Like, people were even talking about how it would be hard to hang things, and it's just, like, weird.
Yeah, but, it's a weird space.
But that's because the architect never intended for it to be a hub. It was just a four, and student organizers, after the building was mm-hmm. built, they were like, we need to have a space
yeah.
for marginalized students on this campus. So they were like, okay. So they stenciled in
right,
social justice
just
hub,
right? They
just
stuck you in a pre-existing.
But it, yeah, but it was, I feel like if it was intended, oh, this is going mm-hmm. to be a hub for students to do X, Y, Z from the beginning, it
yeah.
probably would not look like this.
Right.
So I think that's the main issue. It was never in the minds of the university that, you know, students should have a space like
yeah.
this. So that was also something that was indicated through the project, that intentionality is so important. And when you're not necessarily intentional about a space,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be exactly what you want it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I thought this was next, and then
I
realized it was
you.
What? Should I get
your hands?
I have these.
Oh, where did you get
them? Oh, wow. Reds. Chris, I bought them.
Oh.
You're
oh
like, how?
God,
wait, what's that? They're chocolate arugula. Would you like one?
I'm
oh,
good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Like what I hope for when
wow.
I cook bread.
They're not that expensive.
The
I got
weekend.
15 of these
oh
for like $20.
$20.
I eat these all the time.
I know. I eat
these.
Huh?
Can't say
you like
no to some good arugula.
So
I get them like
yes, that's true. This is
a
Japanese popcorn thing. We can open it and put it with those. They'd be very good together with cupcakes, which I have. I'm sure no one wants this cupcake.
Oh guys, this is Lily. She's working on a project on the hub. And is it
yes.
like design focused or like?
It's very design focused.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can start telling you about kind of like my design.
Mm-hmm.
So for the assignment, basically we were all told to like freely come and like research the hub and try and like research it as fully as possible. And then we created infographics. And then Gail actually came into Nadia's class and they did like a group critique on our infographics. And then we were here. And then they had us go and like come up with a design proposal for the hub and like to empower the space and kind of like have it match the original intention when the hub was created. So my design proposal at first was to have like a clothing swap event in the hub, so to try and kind of like merge like sustainability and like the funds put behind sustainability at this school and like bring that like create that intersection doesn't already exist, but like
yeah.
And then I started thinking about like a more like permanent kind of like resource swap clothing thing that could exist inside the hub where like people could bring their clothes and then people could just come and get clothes. So
like was it Buffalo Exchange sort of thing?
Yeah.
Except for you don't like the money thing isn't it?
Right.
Swap.
It's just yeah. So I know in the Making Center they have like bins that are like if you have any materials that you so like basically that but clothes and shoes.
I like that.
So initially I was thinking of like having it at like be exist out in the lounge, but again like that's so political here to like have a permanent thing that's like just in this space. So now I'm kind of more thinking about using like the pre-existing shelves and cabinets in the conference rooms and like creating like a way to like label where people can like just
exchange out.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's because you're like giving resources to students, and it's something permanent that they know it's always going to be there.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that we don't necessarily have. It's something sustainable, like new come, you know, this is always going to be here.
Right.
It's going to like, you know, move it or something like that.
Yeah.
We always put altars here, like for the students in Mexico that were killed. And also, like, whenever someone was killed by the police, we would use this, the little area back there. And it would always end up, like, going away somehow and disappearing. And, like, you know, we don't have that sort of, like, continuous, like, thing that just stays here.
Yeah.
So I think something like a clothing swap, I think, is important because a lot of students here are homeless.
Right.
And, like, a lot of people don't know that. And I think utilizing the cabinets in that way would be really effective. And, you know, they can always come in here and swap it out. Like, I think that would be really great. And people would love that.
Do you have, like, do you, so... Do you feel like it, like, matches up with, like, the intention of this space? Yeah.
I would say yes, because it's for the student. Like, it's not, like... Because it's like you're giving back that sense.
Right.
You're like giving students an opportunity to like feel like they have something here.
Yeah.
Like if they feel like they need clothes or they also just want to be sustainable. They don't necessarily want to throw away their clothes.
Right.
Because I think this space, it's really supposed to be student-run. Like, that's one of the main things. And I feel like a student creating something that's sustainable totally goes with that. And, like, everyone here cares about being sustainable and not wasting. I think it would be good. And, like, as long as again, you know, like, the history surrounding the space, having that knowledge in the back of your mind, I think,
and
then I saw
like,
yeah,
like,
more than
like, you don't have to
so,
do this something nice.
I don't think people would have a problem with
I think
if it became like this huge, like let's say it took up the entire conference room, then that would probably be a little problematic.
Like a
but if it's
for
just
sure.
like utilizing, you know, small spaces in a way that's accessible for students, I think it's great. And I think it actually gives more visibility to the fact that it's a social justice issue. Because sustainability is a social justice
issue,
right?
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of intersections within that.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
How do you think that, so one of the concerns is that, like, if I were to put up, like, posters everywhere that made it seem like, is that it wouldn't end up actually being available to the target audience, and it would just be, like, people would be like, oh, like, sick free clothes, and then,
I mean, it's college, so that's always possible, but I think that also speaks to that issue of it not being closed in space, it's so open, and then people don't know it's a hub, right?
Yeah.
So it could easily be that, and I think that's why we wanted like community agreements plastered somewhere with like every the bio of every person, so that when it enters the space, you probably feel bad if you're just coming to like take clothes.
Right.
So I think it's again like tied to like this inherent issue with the space itself.
Right.
So like when you even if you have good intentions about like the sustainability project, like if everything else is sort of like but you can like also ask them like their own their opinion.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to like.
No, it's not. We haven't started.
Oh, guys, we have some scheduled relaxing time.
Wow.
I heard with Carly that it might be like more like relaxing time than we think. It like sounds like it's gonna be jam packed, but we might have time to like decompress.
I feel like the relaxing time is gonna be on the bus, like as we're traveling.
And I'll be asleep.
I'm gonna be so excited, I won't care, but I feel like the only thing I'm worried about is just our presentation. Once we get that over with,
How many times have you presented? Just two times. Two different.
Two?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was four.
Four? Oh, has it changed?
Oh, I thought it was four.
Well, I asked her at our event, and she said two different communities. But maybe...
Is that